Hold on, Rashi. Amar Aleph. Amar Aleph. I got in the keys for Shabbos. The more we went over to the Bay, we didn't go to Rashi's yet. So, a little bit less than halfway down the page. Gunner Kis Peshabas Higbihoi Rishusabailim and Bertioi Rishusarahab. He picked it up in the Rishusabailim and he took it out, picked it up in the Rishus of the Bailim, Rishusayachid, and he carried it out. So there, the Chiyav Tashlum comes as soon as he picks it up. The Chiyav Mis only comes and he takes it out. So Chayav Tashlumen. He's chayav to pay, besides the fact, even though he's going to be also be punished with the greater misa, in which you say, Kimle b'rabba mine, because Shekhar is chayav a geneva, l'shalim, he's chayav to pay for the geneva, to pay for the geneva, the hagbah kona makom makom, hagbah is kona even in the rishus of the bialim. L'kamale b'rishus say, ach is chayav b'oinsim, and he has a full ownership in it right now, for the chiyuv oinsim, etc., which means that therefore he has, with that comes the chiyuv tashlumen. And the chiyuv mis is later, but let's say hayu megar b'yotze, shlo higbi oi b'rishus ha'bailim, he didn't pick it up. V'lekno elo b'hitzo b'rishus ha'bailim, he's only kind of, as he, when he pulls it out, the mashicha is only, takes effect when he takes it out of the rishus ha'bailim. Potter, shis ha'shabes, and this gneba come at the same time. So the Mora says, but the Chara, we have a problem that the Hagbah was an integral part of the Hitzah, and therefore he should be Potter. We should say Hagbah Tzarech Hitzah, like we said before, that the Akira Tzarech HaNacham. And Tosis pointed out that the question is only according to the opinion before, that where we're discussing, is it an integral part of the process or not? But according to the pshat, the issue is whether you could have stopped over here. You could have stopped. So, and then we don't say that p'tor. So the Mora answers that he picked it up to put it away, not to take it outside, and then he decided to take it outside. If a person chayiv such a process on Shabbos. We have Rabbi Yochanan, a person picks up something up to move it to a different corner, and then while he's in motion, he decides to take it outside. He's potter because his original intent wasn't lekach, wasn't lehitziyah to take it outside. So Mor says, okay, the case wasn't that he picked it up to be matzniyit. The case was he picked it up lehitziyah. But tei mehagbiyah lamanas latzniyah lebagbiyah manas lehitziyah. So he picked it up and take it out. With the kakash l'chad neimer hagvot tzarech hitzohi hachamar askin and kisha oman. He picked it up to take it out, and then he paused. Amidasa he hanocha l'kir rishana. So the first act of picking it up ends. It's not considered as if he's put the item back to rest. He's been placed down when he stands. And chiyuv shabbos bolo ayyad akira tzchevitz rishana. The Chiyuv Shabbos doesn't come for the first Akira. Elayin Akira's Gufoi, Shoker Atzmei Acher Amida, Amanas Lahitzi. Akira's Gufoi, Akira's Chayfetz. We have a rule that when a person has an item in his hand or on his body, when he's at rest, so the item is at rest, when he starts walking, so he's being Akir his Guf from its state of rest, he's uprooting himself from a state of rest, so that it also works with the Chayfetz. So that's the Akira. So that's the Akira which would be Mekhayim for Shabbos. But the Kinyan took place by the first Akira. Okay. So the Mora says, well, it depends what this Amida was for. If this Amida was to adjust, that's not considered being in a state of rest and ending the original Akira. That's just considered part of the process of taking it outside. Or Hehu. And Amidasa Hanocha, therefore the standing does not constitute an act of Hanocha of putting it down, or the equivalent of putting it down. Levat Lakir Rishonim in Malacha Shabbos, to remove the original Kira as being the Machayev of the Malacha Shabbos. The Gemara says the case was he paused to rest, to give himself the time to rest. So that's an end of the first act of Akira. And then he said it over again afterwards. So Gemara says, oh, so what are you telling me? The case of Lekatev, Potem et Hashlumen. In the case of Lekatev, if he's doing it to adjust, he should be potter because he does the hagbor, that'll be the source of the chiyuv misa, because that's going to be the akira, which is going to be mechayiv him, because the pausing later on was not a true, it doesn't have a local status of a pause. And that's when the chiyuv moment is supposed to be chal, that's when the geneva is. So, that case, he potter tashlumen, dosa lechiyuv Shabbos, machmas hagbor rishana. The chiyuv Shabbos is due to the original hagbor. Shabbat nitoloya kiss, and that is the same time when the chiyuv moment for the kiss also took place. That's when he was kaited. So both are happening simultaneously. So if so, why does it, when the bride is looking for a case that you're potter from the moment because you chayiv misa, it switches to a case of megarer nifak bedidah. In the case of Hagbo, which is the case of the ratio, we can differentiate. We could say a case of Chayiv. He's Chayiv to pay when he was Omat the Fush. And a case of he's Potter to pay when he was Omat the Katev. So that's what we're holding in the Gemara. Okay. So it's the Gemara. The Gemara is on the third line. Gemara says, okay, Ella. The case wasn't that he was Omat. Okay. The case was that he picked it up Almanas Lotzioi and he was not Omat. And so we're going to say that he's not going to be Chayav for Shabbos. Elohamoni ben Azahir. This opinion, the Tan of this Braisa is Ben Azai. And Ben Azai has a unique opinion when it comes to for Shabbos. Ben Azai Omer, the Mahalach Ka'omet Domi. So Ben Azai holds, even if a person is not pausing, a person is walking, each step has a halachic status as if he paused. So therefore, the original Akira is an Akira, is a Hagbor, and it's kind of, and it's a Chiyav moment. And then, he's not Chayav for that moment of Itzah, because that the action not part of his Itzah, because unless he's standing immediately adjacent to the end of the Rishus HaYochid, and the first step would take him outside totally. If there's going to be another step, he's going to walk from where he is until he gets outside. Those each step counts like a hanoch and a wakira. See, the Chiyuv Shabbos is not for this step. Okay. And the Gemara says,
what about the Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim? If he's just going within Rishus HaRabim.
So the Gemara asked Akasha in Masechet Shabbos, and the Gemara says, either the case is Zarek. So if he's Zarek from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, so. I mean, if he's Zarek Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, that's the Chiyuv. Or, I think Tosis brings a Yerushalmi, which says it could be that case is there's a custom you'd be Chayiv. But I think the Baal just says Zarek. Mor says, okay, even if Kodem Ben Azai, we could have the following scenario. If he picked up the kiss and he walked outside, so he's going to Chayiv Momin for the Hagbor. The original Hagbor, and then he's Chayav the Shabbos later on when he walks out, when he actually takes the step out. But let's say he picks up and he throws it out, so the Akira is when he picked it up. So again, this is the Akira which will be Mechayav, and since it's the Akira which will be Mechayav him, he's not going to have to pay in the moment. So right, even according to Ben Azai, if you're saying Kodem Ben Azai, if he threw it out, he'd be Potter. So Niflik again, instead of switching to a case of Megarer, we could say a person picks it up. If he walks out, he's Chayav to pay Momen. If he throws it out, he's Potter for paying Momen. So why did it switch to a case of Megarer? So Mor answers, Megarba Yerzi Itzichilde. Okay, that the Mor says, you're right, you could have said that case, but it wanted to tell you a Chiddush in the case of Megarba. And that's why it chose to switch to a case of Megarba. What is the Chiddush of the case of Megarba? Because Sochadat Techamino, I could have thought to say, Ein Derech Hutzah Bekach, that a kiss is not normally moved by dragging it. It's a smaller item. The normal way you would move it is by carrying it. We know in general Chiyuv Shabbos, we do something with a shinui, something with a not normal way, so he's not chayiv. So I would, in the case of Megarer, I would think that's not a derech hutzah b'kach, and therefore the Brisa says no. So, and therefore he's potter from Shabbos, and therefore he has to pay. The Kamash will know that he's chayav for Shabbos, and therefore he's potter from pay. The Mor says, 1 second. What type of kiss are we talking about? Iber Rav, you're talking about a very large purse, you know. So then, it's normal. What's the Chiddush? Iber Zutri, but small ones, you're right, Lav Urchihu. It's actually not the normal. And therefore, he'd be potter from Shabbos and chayav to pay. Ella b'mitzi. The more the case has to be, there was a middle size, which it's not so common to do, but once you do it, it's called normal. That's the point of the braisa, to tell you that chiddush. Okay, now.
So does that mean that with a sutra, if he would be like a
Yes, that's what he said. Right. Correct. And if you have to pay. Okay, now the Mor is going to deal with it. The next question is in the Mor is actually dealing with a Hilchus Mashicha issues. Let's see Rashi first before we do that. Ella, the third line from the top. Don't say the case is the case of Omad. The case is that he didn't pause. So he didn't pause. The first act of Hagbah, of picking it up, is the Kira, which is Mechayiv him. So how can he pay? Filahachi Chiyuv Shabbos da Kira, the Chiyuv Shabbos of Akira, which is Mechayiv him, Lav Machbas Akira Rishona. It's not due to the original Kira, the Hagbah, Asile. El Bakira is good, but it's talking about the chiyuv comes from the akiras gufa. You shall psia achrayna kasheyetim in abayis. The chiyuv Shabbos comes with the last step that he takes out of the bayis. Benazahi, and it's going benazah domer perkam of the Shabbos mahalach gar medami. So benazahi holds each step that you take. It's the equivalent of stopping and then starting again. So each step is equivalent if you put it down and you take then you ben oikir it again as you, when you take the next step. Akira is called psia. Have akira. Each time you take a step forward, that's called akira. Vanocha is a regal. Each time you put your foot down, it's considered anocha. Kenia mishas hagbo. The kinyan and the chiyav geneva is when he picks it up originally. The chiyav misa comes from the psia basraisa kasyale. The chiyav misa comes from the last step, which is stepping out, which that's the kira, which would be mechayiv. Al mazark, my other Mor says, but according to Ben Nazar, if he throws it, he bi'oi mazarka, if he pick it up and throw it, you tell me, patev tashlumen, over there he has to be patev tashlumen, the asile, chiyiv Shabbos, ayere chiyiv hagbah. There the chiyiv Shabbos is the same act of picking it up as the chiyiv hagbah for the geneva. So less akira achmi, there's another akira over here. Mor says, you're right, but I want to tell you Chiddush in Megarer. So say that case. It's a Chiddush in Megarer. Because I was thinking, Derech Hutzah B'Kach, Ve'en Kan Chiyuv Shabbos. Kamash, well, there is a Chiyuv. So Mor says, well, B'mai. Itzrich Lashmina, the Derech Hutzah B'Kach. What case are you being Mechadah to me that it's called normal? Iber Rav Ravi, Kis got a large purse. The definition of that is Shesh B'Masu, like it's difficult to pick up. So it's normal to schlep it. It's obvious. And if it's a small one, you're right, it's not normal. So Mor says the case was that it was middle size.
Are we saying that a small not a standard behavior to drag it, therefore one's not high of a Shabbat for doing so.
Correct.
What?
Right.
I guess two would be a shame.
Correct.
What?
If it's too small, he's not chayav for Shabbos. It's fine. Zot the Gemara. The Afkel Heichel. Where did he take it out? So when he went out from the Shus HaYachid, the Shus HaBarlim, where did he go to exactly? What's the issue? Because we're going to see that Mashicha, Chazal were not Masakin, the king of Mashicha and Shus HaRabim. Because Mashicha has to be a normal place that you would be taking something. Let's picture the quintessential Mashicha is it would not be normal for the Mashicha also the way Kinyanim work. There's two ways of Kinyanim work, right? There's some Kinyanim which work is that they create some type of he's chayvus on the part of the owner to be machnet. I give him money, king kesef by karka. I give him money that generates some type of a responsibility of him to give me something in return, and that generates the kinyan. Chalipin shavah b'shavah. We exchange at value. So I give him a pile of wheat, and he gives me. And by giving him a pile of wheat, I give him a porah, and he sells me his chamor. So he does a kinyan on the porah, etc. Exactly, what is the logic behind the kinyan mashicha? There's nothing compelling. It's nothing compelling him to return. He did what? It's a different type of concept. If under the command of the owner, he has to say lech mashicha kinei. The owner has to tell him go, be mashicha and be kinyan. For the bona fide kinyan mashicha, but not by geneva. The act of being moshechit is something which an owner would do. It's not in a normal way an owner would do it. So that acts as a symbolic act of showing that I'm the owner and therefore I'm kinyan. That becomes a valid form of kinyan. So it has to be done in a way which is normal. So the more discussed is doing mashicha on certain animals, that the way you do mashicha is pulling from the front, certain animals you do from encouraging from the rear, and if you'd switch it around, it wouldn't work. Tosfos over here raises the question that things which are normal to do hagbah, if you do mashicha, you're not kind of, that Tosfos grapples with over here, if the more should grapple this context of being normal in regards to the mashicha issue, about the Shabbos issue. So that being said, most people don't schlep a kiss through the middle of Rosh Hashanah. It's not a safe way to transport it. You would transport it by carrying it. So how can the Mashicha be kaino in the middle of Rosh Hashanah by doing so? In general, the Mashicha with the Chazar were not Masakin Mashicha Rosh Hashanah. The way to Rosh Hashanah, the only way you would take an animal is you would ride it through. It was Rosh Hashanah was designated for people riding it. Schlepping it would not necessarily always be safe. So even Mashiach by Behema is not done with Rosh Hashanah was not a place Chazar Masak in the Kinyan Mashiach. The logic behind Mashiach, the way I'm not remembering who says it right now. Hopefully come back to me. That the way Chazal set up Mashiach is, it's sort of like an act of bringing the animal symbolically to myself. So at a place where I have like rights to use that place, so that's that. It almost connects back to the concept of the mechatzer concept. I'm bringing it to myself, so that shows that I'm the owner because I'm bringing it to myself. So that is very nice. And it'd be my rishus. Very nice. It would be in a rishus which belongs to a place where I have a right to take over sort of ownership for that place. in the middle of Mishnas Rabbim, I can't do that. Mishnas Rabbim is not a place which is given over for my usage. Okay. So Mora says, so where did you slap this item out to? So Mora says, Idafka Mishnas Rabbim. It's a Shabbos. It's a Gneva Lekka. You're not cutting a Mashiach or Mishnas Rabbim. There's no Chi of Gneva, because Gneva requires that there's an act of Kenyan done, which would be a valid act of Kenyan when you're dealing with regular Kenyanim. Idafka Mishnas Yachid. So I pulled it into Mishnas Yachid, so that Isra Gneva Ika, Isra Shabbos Lekka. Mishnas Rabbim. Mishnas Rabbim. Mishnas Rabbim. Mishnas Rabbim. Mishnas Rabbim. So what he took it out to was that the Rishon LeZion many times would front up right up to the people's houses, the people would live right next to the Rishon LeZion, and if you're allowing the wagons, the animals, etc., to travel in the whole width of the Rishon LeZion, they would bang into the houses. They'd put some type of a barrier set off a little from in front of the houses that they couldn't bang into the houses, and people could walk there, but you wouldn't have the larger animals and wagons, etc. That was referred to as Seder Rishon LeZion. So Seder Rishon LeZion, we're going to say right now, is enough offset that I have a right to use that area, so Mashiach would work over there. So Morris says, that still needs to be clarified. If assuming it's a full dinner Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, so we have Isra Shabbos, but we don't have Isra Geneva because again Mashiach is not cut over there. It's not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in regards to Shabbos. So Isra Geneva Ika Isra Shabbos Leka. So we still haven't found our place where there's going to be a Kinyan Mashiach and a Chiyuv Shabbos. Morris says, no, we'll go like Rabbi Eliezer that Tzid Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for Shabbos, and therefore there's a Chiyuv Shabbos. The Chiyam Rabbi Eliezer, Tzid Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that which he says that has the equivalent status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is Hanimil Linyan Chiyuv of the Shabbos. That for Shabbos, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and he's chayav. Why? The zimna d'dach Rabbim ba'ali lahasim. Even though now that we've made these barriers, then the general flow of traffic is going to be out there beyond the barrier. But it is an area which is designated for the Rabbim to use, and therefore they have a right to go there. When if there's a large throngs in the main flow, people will move to the sides. See, all that's enough to consider Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's the Gabi Shabbos. Avinyan Mikna is Kani. But regards to Kenyan Mashicha, Sidur Shadam is set off enough that you can do Mashicha over there. My time at the Holo Shkechi Rabbim, in general, the Rabbim do not use that area. And therefore, you can do a Kenyan Mashicha there. So now we have a case where there's a Kenyan Mashicha and a Chiyuv Shabbos at the same time. Okay. Suck Rashi. It's a Gneva Leko. Where'd you go to? If you went to Rosh Rabbim, the Mashiach will like Bo, because Chodat is Lokanya Rosh Rabbim. The Moor is assuming right now that there's no way that Mashiach can be cut Rosh Rabbim. See, if he went to Rosh Yachid, so Rashi says, what Rosh Yachid are we talking about? The Rishusa, if his Rishusa Shoyuz Chatzera Smucha Lachatzar Bailim, his place was right next door, so he goes straight from the owner's property straight into his property. So I understand you have a Kenyan Mashicha there. Now Rashi says his Chatzar. Chatzar means a Chatzar which he's using with other people as well. So you can do Mashicha there, could have a right to use it, but you wouldn't be kind of Kenyan Chatzar because it's not his own private Chatzar. So the Kenyan would be Kenyan Mashiach. But there's no Chiyuv Shabbos. So we're answering Tzidr Shizur Rabbim. Samach Labatim, that's near the houses. Shanoisin Halomin Abatim, they place at a distance from the houses Avonim Umichsharlim, stones or some type of items that people would block them. So distance the rubbing of the wagons, you'd have the wagon them pressing against the houses to protect the houses. That area in between is called the sides of Shusarabim. They have machlokes. What is it considered? So more than even the Karn of Eliezer, it's considered Shusarabim for Kenyan Meshichal work, the whole Loshkichi Rabim. The Havalei Kisimta is like an alleyway, a side street, the Tikkun Meshicha, which Meshicha works over there. Chazal did allow you to do the Kenyan Meshicha in smaller thoroughfares, not Rosh Hashanah. So this Shir Shurabim would have the equivalent status. Okay. 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 Rav Ashi Omar, back in the Gemara. Going to tear if you are the Mata Mishlesha, the Kibloy. In the case of Megarba Yotze, was that he was schlepping it out with one hand, and as it came out, he put his other hand down and caught it into his hands. So the moment of the process of Hitzah is completed, is it lands in his hands, and the hand is kind of in that case as well. So regards to the din of hanocha, the item has to be placed on the din of hanocha. To say that it's considered in a state of rest for the Chiyuv Shabbos, it has to be in a place which is normal and large enough to hold it. So the Morse says the shear for that, it has to be in a place which is four tefachim by four tefachim. Becomes on Rabba. Rabba says that being said, a hand which is a normal place to hold an item has the same status as putting on a place as dalet al dalet. So the hanocha into a hand is a valid hanocha. And the kinyan is now kinyan yad. Kinyan yad is works in Shazar Rabbim as well. If I want to mark something to, when I put it into your hand, you're card it. But, okay.
But where's the in that case, who's doing the tzav?
The ganav comes in, pulls the keys. He's pulling it out, and as it comes out, he puts his other hand is there and catches it. Okay. Rashi is going to grapple with the difference between this and Hagbah, etc. So then there's no din of Hagbah. As soon as it's in your hand, the person will be chayiv. That affects the Hagbah. But we're saying that you're kinyan yad. So in the first case, forget about the hagbah part. Let him be kinyan with yad. That's what Rashi is going to talk about. No, it has to be in the hand. It would not have this mile of arbol arbol. No. True. We'll see when we get the Rashi. Now, Rav Ashi Masni Hochi, that's how Rav Ashi, sorry, say it again. Rav Acha Masni Hochi, that the same way Rav Ashi said it, that Mashiach Rishas Rabim is not Karna, and therefore the case was he put his hand there. Ravina Masi, where Ravina learns the answer to this question, was Lo Dafke Rishas Rabim. You can be kinyan with the kinyan of being megarba yotze in Rosh Hashanah as well. Okay, but to rabbi, the yukad the ha masnisin kamiflika. They're arguing in how to understand the following Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is not dealing with Chiyav Shabbos, it's just dealing with the Kenyan of Geneva. He was schlepping the animal along, or excuse me, schlepping the item along, an animal, yeah. Umeis, and the animal dies. Rishus Abaylim is Potter. If it, so if it died, rishus, while it's still in the owner's rishus, so the god of his was not kind of yet, so he's not chayv to pay. Higbioi, if he picked the animal up, or he was accomplished removing it from the rishus abaylim umeis, and then the animal dies, chayv. So it says over here rishus abaylim. And it says that case is going to be chayiv. It's only if it, may, it dies with Shazar Bailam is potter. Ravina daik mi resha. Ravacha daik mi sefer. Ravina daik mi resha. Hoy moshka v'yotze mi Shazar Bailam is potter. If he's schlepping it, then it dies with Shazar Bailam is potter. Time is the mace with Shazar Bailam. Hoy tzir mi Shazar Bailam, a mace is chayiv. We see clearly that had it been taken out, he'd be chayiv, and that means in any scenario. Okay, Ravacha daik mi sefer. So it looks at the case of the sefer, which says you're chayiv. It says, higbi oi, oi sha hutsi oi. So you darshan, hutsa dumi da hagboa. Ma hagboa, the Oslam should say, hagboa is the act of taking it to yourself. So that works even Rosh Hashanah Bailim. So af hitzor nami dos the rishus say it has to be a hitzor which is also the rishus say, which means tzidrus as a rabbim of a sort where you have a right to use it. As a rabbim, you have no right. You cannot say it was brought to your rishus. You have no, because I will not give you any rights of usage, personal private usage, for the area of the rishus rabbim. More says yeah, but the ravacha kashi reisha, ravina kashi seifa. So each one has to explain the other half of the Mishnah. Reisha l'ravacha l'kasha. So he's medayik in the from the sefer that hutzah is not enough. It has to be hutzah which comes to himself. So then the reisha which says it sounds like the only time he's potter if it's a dieter in rishus abaylim, he could have said he's potter even if it's in rishus arabim. He's also potter. Okay. More answers. Rishus Abaylam doesn't mean the physical Rishus Abaylam. It means as long as it hasn't been brought to his Rishus, it's still in the Rishus Abaylam. Ravina Lakasha, save the Ravina Lakasha. Hatzah Dumi Lakboa, Lor Amin, and that which you're being Medayik, that the case of Hakboa and the case of Hatzah have to be parallel, which is Ravacha's point. Ravina doesn't feel that that's compelling, and therefore we can say they're not compelling. Okay.